Before I begin the Dvar Torah, I just wanted to wish a Mazal Tov to Mr. Elazar Ben Amor, who has for many years been a regular participant here of the yeshiva and our tefillot and our learning here in the yeshiva, on the birth of a grandson. And Mr. Ben Amor has very graciously in Hag, at least amongst Ashkenazim, is not to invite, but is notifying the Bnei HaYeshiva that this afternoon at 4:30, across the way in the Chuja Shul, there will be the Brit Milah. Anyone who does not have a Chesed meeting at that point, because everyone has different schedules. If you are expected somewhere for your chesed, so you should be there. If you're not going to be at your chesed, so you should know that you are more than welcome to help participate in the simcha this afternoon at 4:30 across the way, and he should only have nachat for many years from all of his family. In Shlishi of Parashat Korach, so there's an interesting interplay. After Korach and Datan and Aviram have made their stand against Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe the following: "Vaydeber Hashem al Moshe v'el Aaron leimor, hi badalu mitocha eida ozot va'achale otam kiraga." So remove yourself, separate yourselves from this congregation, and I will destroy them in an instant. Vayiplu al pneihem, and Moshe and Aharon respond. They prostrate themselves and they say, "Vayomru el Elohei aruchot lechol basar ha'ish echad yecheta va'al kol ha'eda tiktzof." Right? If one person sins, should the entire community suffer? And God's response is the following. He doesn't directly respond to what Moshe and Aharon say, but he says, "Daber el Eida lemor." So speak to the congregation. Everything is the Eida, the congregation. Heyalumi saviv the Mishkan Korach Datan va'Aviram. Go to Mishkan Korach Datan va'Aviram, and then Moshe takes them and says the following: "Vaydaber el Eida again to the Eida lemor. Suruna me'ela olea nashim arishayim ha'ele va'al tigu b'chol asher lahem penti safu b'chol chatatam." So make a choice. Remove yourselves from the encampment of these evil people. Do not become associated with them, lest you suffer because of their sin. They do indeed separate themselves, but not everyone. But Datan and Aviram and their families remain there. And then what happens. What is going on here? What's the discussion? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't understand? God doesn't understand that Ish Echad Yechetav Al Eidat Tiktzof, one person shouldn't be responsible for everyone? And now there could be a discussion here, which I'm not going to get into, what it means to have communal responsibility and what it means to be part of a tzibur. But I want to focus on the response to what happens, that the people are given a choice. The Eidah is given a choice. Do you stand with Moshe and Aharon, or do you stand with Korach, with Datan and Aviram? That's your choice. Much earlier in Jewish history, the Midrash speaks of, perhaps even before Jewish history, with regard to the pasuk, in Parshat Lech Lecha, that Vayamot Haran al Pnei Terech Aviv, that Haran died before Terach, his father. The Midrash, I mean, this is a Midrash you probably, maybe every single person has heard. Avraham is about to be thrown into the furnace, the Midrash says, and Haran, his brother, is given the choice. Do you go into the furnace or not? And Haran says, I'll wait and I'll see. If Avraham survives, so then I'll go into the furnace too. And if Avraham doesn't survive, so then, you know, I'll take a step backwards. I'll be, you know, not quite as brave. Avraham is saved. Haran volunteers to be thrown into the furnace and is burnt to a crisp. What's the point of the Midrash? The point of the Midrash is very simple. You can't sit on a fence. You have to decide. The people here are coming as spectators. Are you Moshe and Aaron's camp? Or are you Korach, Datan, and Aviram's camp? And you have to make a decision. You can't be a fair-weather patriot. You can't be a fair-weather fan. You have to decide on what side are you. Haran teaches us the lesson, the Midrash says. If you stand on the fence, eventually you're burnt. Here, if you stand on the fence, you're swallowed up. You have to make a decision. The decision can't be one merely of pragmatism. The decision has to be one of principle. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is told by Moshe and Aaron, El Elokei Ruchot L'chol Basar, and Rashi explains, you truly understand and you truly know what is in the heart of each one of us. We have to show what is in our own hearts. Are we making decisions based on what is easy, what's pragmatic, or are we making decisions on based on what we believe? When we make the decision based on what we believe, then that ultimately makes all the difference. Have a wonderful day.